I have a comment.
Mr. Garrison.
My motion did not have anything to do with cost of removal of the barge. It was made, and I hope Mr. Holland seconded, it was made in a condition to help protect the mitigation area.
All right.
Cost was not a factor.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Thank you. All right, item six is also marine hydraulic.
Yes, sir. This one is protested.
This one is protested?
Yes, sir.
The protestant present?
I do not know.
Okay.
I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
Can we go right to the slides, please? Marine Hydraulics requests authorization to install a 1,032-foot-long by 33-foot-wide trestle to support a mobile crane, three mooring dolphins, a dredge, 491,000 cubic yards from a 232-foot-wide basin to create depths of minus 65 feet for the installation of a dry dock and an associated 250-by-230-foot-long access channel to minus 40 to connect with an adjacent federal navigation channel. Construct a 193-foot-long bulkhead, 1,202 square feet associated backfill. Install a bridge access from the bulkhead to the dry dock at different property in the Elizabeth River in Norfolk, different property in the last one we just saw. Again, all material will be disposed of at Craney Island, and this project is protested by several residents in the vicinity. Again, as I've mentioned several times already, this is another MHI property located right here next to the Midtown Tunnel. It's a recent aerial. This is tunnel right here. The dry dock is proposed to go on this portion of the property here. Proposing to expand this existing ship service and repair facility with the addition of the dry dock and the associated construction, as I explained. The depth of minus 65 feet is necessary to accommodate the dry dock when it's submerged. And just to give you a... This is where the trestle for the crane would go. The dry dock would be located here. This is the little bridge that I mentioned. The bulkhead would be here, and this is the less deep access channel to get out to the federal project channel. So some close-up shots. The bulkhead here, the little bridge, some mooring dolphins. This portion of the project here was required as mitigation for the original construction of this facility back in 2002, I believe it was. This mitigation site has failed miserably. I'll show you some pictures of what it looks like. The applicant has made a good faith effort to construct it, to make sure that the elevations were right, to plan it again when it failed the first time. They've really tried to make this site work. It's just not a good location. It's exposed to too much wake. Here, the geese really enjoy to come in here and have a snack right after they plant it. Even with the goose exclusion fences, it doesn't seem to be working. It's failing. This was upland when the project was originally developed, when the site was originally developed. It was graded down to make wetlands, and it's just failing. So they would like to go ahead and reclaim this as usable property, put this bulkhead here, fill this failed site, and utilize the other mitigation site, which we showed you at the other property on the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River. We'll go ahead and go back through this. The bulkheading, the side view of the little bridge. This is the mitigation site. And I didn't include a picture in the presentation, but the first time I got here, this was all planted. There was wildlife in here utilizing the facility. You can see now all the plants are gone. It's the facility is actually to the left. This is Lambert Point's terminals here on the right. And this is from the edge of the existing concrete, looking back at the mitigation site, all in here.
It's all washed back in.
This was in spring. This is pollen here in the water. That's not paint or anything like that. The Wetlands Board approved this project, the bulkhead and the backfilling, in conjunction with the relocation of the mitigation site. The Army Corps of Engineers has approved this project as proposed. And we'll go ahead and go back through again. This is what the dry dock will look like from the side view. Dry dock will be in this location here. To the right is where that failed mitigation site is and where the bulkhead would go, right off the corner of that concrete there. And a final aerial. As I mentioned, this project is protested. The W.H. Taylor Elementary School PTA and the West Ghent Civic League have both protested this project. These groups are mainly concerned with increased traffic, airborne toxins resulting from the sandblasting while they're working on the ships, the scraping of the vessels, and any impact that a 24-hour operation will have on the surrounding residential neighborhood. Virginia Institute of Marine Science comments focused mainly on the proposed mitigation for the project, and those comments are in your packet. They do note that the dredging to accommodate the dry dock may result in anaerobic conditions within the dredging basin, but they acknowledge that the proposed impacts appear to be unavoidable given the nature of the proposed activity. Lights, please, sir. Excuse me, Michelle. In summary, given the industrial nature of the shoreline in this area, and since the objections to the project seem to be focused mainly on upland issues which are out of the jurisdiction of this agency, our staff recommends approval of the project with the following special conditions. Once again, we recommend a post-dredge survey and a pre-dredge conference. We mention again in this evaluation that staff would recommend the removal of the abandoned derelict vessel. I'll leave that out at this time since I think you've already given us your decision on that matter. Lastly, staff recommends the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $222,950 for the dredging of 491 cubic yards of material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. And again, accordance with Section 28.2, 1206B, subsection 1, commercial facilities engaged in the business of ship construction and repair are exempt from the royalties for the encroachment portion of the project. And that's all I have.
All right. Any questions from the commission?
One, Mr. Chairman. Tracy, I just want to make sure I understand your recommendations clearly with respect to the mitigation. VIMS's comments indicate that the current proposal would leave it isolated from tidal influence, and they recommended excavating the existing wetland area channelward of the proposed creation area to achieve a better tidal elevation, I suppose, and tidal connectivity. I mean, are you incorporating that in your recommendations, or is that a requirement?
I'm sorry, Mr. Robbins, which page are you on so I can follow along?
I'm sorry, 3-A-3?
Yes, sir.
In the VIMS write-up.
Yes, sir. The Wetlands Board addressed that portion of VIMS concerns when they rendered their action. They have required, and Mr. Liney can correct me if I'm wrong, but they have required that the grading be appropriate in accordance with VIMS recommendations.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. We could incorporate that in your motion if you'd like, but I believe that's already been addressed by the Wetlands Board.
So it's already a requirement of the Wetlands Board?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
All right. Tom, both of you are still on the road, so we'll continue.
You're on a roll, Tom. Be careful.
Well, again, Tom Langley, Langley McDonald, Engineers, Virginia Beach. I think Tracy, again, did a very good job presenting this. We are very disappointed that this wetland area did not survive. The only reasons I can think of, I'm amazed at the amount of sedimentation that came in there. And there are two storm drainage pipes that drain the upland to come into that area. And I can only surmise that a lot of the material was brought by those two storm drainage pipes. As part of our recommendation, a storm scepter will be installed to intercept that material with the new bulkhead so that that material will not continue to go into the river. It will be kept and cleaned up on an annual basis or however is necessary to maintain that storm scepter. Beyond that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from the commission?
You have no problem
with staff. Mr. Holland.
You have no problem with staff's recommendation?
No problem at all.
All right. Thank you very much. Anyone here in opposition that wishes to address the commission? Let the record show no one is present. We do have, I guess, something in the file on opposition.
Yes, sir. We do have something. Both letters from both of those organizations are in your record.
Okay.
I did play phone tag with the gentleman from the West Ghent Civic League. We never actually did spoke. We only exchanged messages.
Right. Thank you very much. Okay, the matter before the commission for action. What's your pleasure? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on what we've heard today and the record, the written record here, I would move to approve staff recommendations.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion from the commission. Mr. Garrison.
In advice of the attorney, we would have to, ask in your motion, ask to draw out the vote. You said staff recommendation.
She removed.
She removed it. Afterwards, she removed.
She removed that from
the
recommendation.
It in her presentation.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. The next item on the agenda, item 7, Mr. and Mrs. Milton Conrad. Jay.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning again.
Members of the commission, good morning. We're going to move away from Hampton Roads, go up to the lovely Northern Neck. Mr. and Mrs. Milton Conrad are requesting authorization to install a submersible pump, two-inch diameter PVC raw water intake line, four-inch PVC discharge pipeline on an existing private pier. Change the use of that private pier to commercial use in association with proposed crab shedding facility on their property along a cove of Greenvale Creek on Rocky Neck in Lancaster County. The project is protested by the immediate adjacent property owner.